This is episode 128.
This is episode 128.
It's a Mason thing. It's a Mason thing.
122.
No, 28, silly. This week we name traffic. This week we talk about Treasure Island. And we try to unshut a door. You can find us.
You can find us at state.com.
We try to unshut a door. Twitter.
Snorkoffee.com.
Our phone numbers change regardless of what we say on the thing. Snorkoffee on Twitter. Or 937-501-1002. You're probably not going to catch that in your right ear because this little crazy thing is crazy. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, left ear.
Goodbye, left ear.
You don't need to be that close.
Is that what? Is that what coerces me at least? Because I don't think you guys are. I don't know if you guys are participators. Like going in with communicating with shows.
What about it?
Communicating with shows, is podcasting more likely to make people think they're closer to you than they probably are?
Yeah, and I think that goes for the satellite shows that I listen to. That's the only reason why I say or can chime in, because I've, again, never listened to any other podcast parts of ours, but yes, because it's, you mean because the format for a podcast is two or three guys sitting around bullshitting?
They all, most of them, I think, have a fair amount more format than we do, though.
Okay.
Like, in terms of specific segments, like, even within that segment, it is a lot of just people bullshitting, but
I wonder, though, because, is it because you're getting real emotion from people and real, like, stories of their lives? And then I'm curious.
But isn't that every show, though? I mean,
not necessarily, no.
All right.
That happens in terms of, like, reality TV shows like Swamp People and, like, Hoarders to an extent. In a negative way, but I don't think the connection's as strong. I think there's something to the theater of the mind. I think there's something to... Plus, most of it is done off the cuff.
Yeah.
And so, over the course of listening to 25 shows from somebody, you could probably guess pretty close how they vote, how they think about this, how they think about that. Like, the same way that you would with a person. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's a good point. Shows that I listen to, I do feel like I know who those guys are, you know, for the most part. And you wouldn't, it's not like actors.
Have you seen pictures of them?
I did. Because
that shit is weird.
It freaked me out.
I gotta see a picture. Especially, I'm so weird about that, dude. When I, like...
Back that shit up a little bit.
Oh, thank you. When I'm
trying to do signs in the dark on a roof. When I can just talk.
If I read about somebody, if I hear somebody... I immediately go to Google Images and look up their picture. Yeah,
oh,
I'm weird
I
about
don't
that.
Like immediately,
like even in like news stories, like I'll finish the first paragraph and I'll say,
"What?
This is about Patricia Harding." Okay, who does she look like? I don't know.
Oh, weird.
Even if that's a person, I think it is. I think maybe she did something awful, but I don't know. Seriously, someone knows. What?
She took out my kneecap.
That was, what? Oh, fuck.
Nancy.
God. Nancy, yeah. But
Nancy Cartman?
Cartwright.
Cartwright,
yeah. That's
Nancy
right.
Another Dayton native.
Mm-hmm. She's Spars voice, right?
There's a big no, circle she was over two skater. Different shows.
Oh. Yeah. The lady who does Bart's voice, though, is from Dayton, too, though, right?
Do...
What? Kerrigan?
No.
Nancy Kerrigan.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tonya Harding? Beat up Nancy Cartwright?
Yes. In a Walt Disney parade.
In a Disney
parade. Wow.
Exactly.
Kids were just screaming and crying. Didn't have to pay out of the nose for
Beat her to a pulp right on the float.
Because I'm from 937. Those t-shirts make me laugh. But I don't want to laugh like within
those
dudes.
I totally want one.
Here's
a dude at work that's got a 937 hat. That's badass.
It's cool. I like repping where you're from locally. I don't like doing it like in a way that says like we're Uber pilot. Yeah. Fuck with me. Mess with me and we'll see what happens. I will bite you. I just wanted to know if you wanted to get a large size or a medium size combo meal, sir. Like, please don't yell at me. From 937.
I'm not trying to front, sir.
551-1040. Call it. Text it. Text it.
Text it.
Text it.
937-551-1040.
Like your Texas.
All right. I bet I mumble.
I
don't listen.
I love the idea of text so much that I almost said my phone number there. I'm gonna think about
Do
that.
It.
I'm gonna think about it. Keep listening. I'm gonna think about it.
I think the show I listen
to,
because I don't answer my phone at all, but I read every text. Like I'm notoriously bad.
Yeah.
Austin can attest to this for answering my phone.
Yeah, you don't answer texts for shit either.
Yeah, but at least I read them.
Okay. That's good to know.
I do always read them.
All right.
Sometimes I don't comprehend them all, but I do read them unless they're long. Ugh.
Whatever archive show I listened to today while I was fucking around the yard. You gave out your phone number. I think it was 56.
Ooh.
I did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's been a problem so far.
Yeah, for 937-212-5035. Text it.
Text it.
Call it. I won't answer.
It'll be fun. Mine will fucking be loud and crazy if you call it. Welcome to Snort Coffee. We're on a roof at the Bronzar Studios.
Giving out personal information.
Giving out personal information. That's what makes for a good show, I think. And the it's weird to get potentially so into somebody else that you're listening to on a show, right? Like, do you feel like kind of connected to them and they tell a good story and like fucking cry and shit?
Yeah. No, I've cried a few times on podcasts.
Listen to completely different kinds of shows, apparently.
Marin has done it to me once, and then
do it
specifically.
Todd Hansen?
Huh?
Todd Hansen? Episode WTF. Check it out. It's good.
Is it new?
Listeners? Yeah, within the past couple weeks.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
There was, he also did a Mike DiStefano, who also I heard the same story of at the Moth podcast.
If you can't get that one for free, contact me on the website. And,
it's a moving story.
I'll give it to you off my hard drive.
Yeah. I wouldn't have bought that guy a drink if I saw him in public. I would have had to stop myself from giving him a hug. Like, that's how close, like, the story makes me, like, and I think people generally feel to people when it's done.
What's
really
his name?
Mike DiStefano.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'll burn that on a CD with some shit.
He's dead now, so you'll never have to meet him. Even, you won't have to worry about, you'll have to dig.
He's an intense dude.
Yeah.
In, like, the right way. And then you hear the story and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, you are super badass.
Yeah.
Like the best dude ever.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I gotta hear the story, I guess.
See if Opie and Anthony will play it for you for $13 a month. I'm sorry. I'm like...
You might have to pay for it, though. That's what I'm saying. You might have to go either tweet me or tell me.
Through WTF?
Yeah, because
it
might
be... Enough?
Yeah, it might be long enough. I've probably got a hard drive.
Well, if stuff goes back into archives, and then you have to pay to get back
into
archives?
Like the first...
That's not the show on Snort Coffee. Not the case on Snort Coffee.
Damn right
all free.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yep,
free now and free for... Until somebody gives us some money.
Yeah,
and for the next 4 months. Worth of recording.
From when? We're not saying.
I think we do really well for a show that doesn't have a fucking theme, a topic at all.
Right.
Like, we don't deal with news, really, for the most part.
Agreed.
It's true.
We don't deal in comedy.
We don't have any consistent format.
Nope. Yeah. It's not a comedy show. It's not really...
Actually, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just
overall.
We're both just saying it's not.
We're being funny.
Oh. Yeah, if it's anything, it's a comedy show. This is all satire. This is all just get dicking around, having fun.
We're on a fucking roof next to the highway. Like, what other show is going to be dumb enough to consistently, like over and over again, we're somewhere noisy. The sound quality is terrible, and
but the breeze is nice.
The content not so good either. You got something?
Yes, I do. On sound quality.
Yeah.
So,
AM is terrible.
On we discussed
that, right?
AM radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't... No, yeah. There's not even a classical radio station on AM, which is fucking annoying. I think if there's anything on AM, it's going to be classical radio and news, right?
Oh, wow.
So...
You are a sucker.
What?
I'm sorry I'm beating up on you about this paying for radio thing. But
bring it on. I don't care. I almost got rid of them, actually, this morning.
Do it.
I still may.
Break on through. Go to the library and download your fucking old-time radio podcasts.
Yeah. But then I have to fucking stop and change CDs and what? Like, oh, wait, there's fucking iPods, right? Anyway. Yeah, so sound quality. I listen to classical radio a lot, also. Yep. For free.
That's good stuff. I'm down with that.
Sometimes I pay for that. Yeah. But anyway.
That's okay, too.
A lot of the fucking sound recordings, if you listen to it, you'll hear people cough and shit.
Yeah, man.
And it freaks me out. Like, I'm sitting in the fucking... Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If I'm not doing something noisy...
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
I was doing some particularly quiet work, and I'm sitting there, just working, listening to music, and I hear... I'm like, what the fuck?
Someone's here.
Yeah.
Someone's here.
It freaked me out the first time.
It's like car sirens in a song. Or cop sirens in a song.
Yeah. First time I listened to the Beastie Boys, Hello Nasty, I thought I was getting pulled over.
Fuck you guys,
it's like,
dude.
You sons of bitches, yeah.
You're not funny.
No. All up in my shit, and I think I'm getting pulled over. Thanks. Like, I went to the CD store, got it, stuck in the car, drove back to work, and it was like, oh, fuck, I'm getting pulled over on Woodman.
Maybe that's part of the reason that, like, because you wouldn't even get that in concert. You couldn't get that experience with video. Like, maybe that's part of the reason... That just audio stuff.
Hear them on shit.
Right. Is a super dope way to get media.
It's an interesting way to, like, learn shit. Like, I guess just gather information. Except it's all fake bullshit information.
And, well, I mean, yeah, a lot of it's fake bullshit information. But I think there's also legitimate sources. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson has a show as a podcast. Then, like I was talking about earlier.
Did you just say words?
Yeah, the astronomer.
Oh, okay.
The guy from PBS, the black astronomer from PBS that has taught us all so much.
Travis
not
Smiley?
The Science Now guy. And
I don't
Travis
know.
Smiley's fucking awful.
Yeah, not Travis
God,
Smiley.
God, that guy's awful.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, Travis Smiley.
It's either that or...
Is he the Nova Science Now guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like him either.
Mustache?
Really?
Mustache?
Yeah, he's got...
I just don't like his...
Flat top.
Loafing.
Yeah,
he's like always
gray.
Sort of wearing a brown coat with a white t-shirt and at least on Nova Science Now. And is like a, seems a little tall. And
he talks about astronomy?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he's super, and he does it like in a really approachable way, which is cool. Like, he makes me feel like I understand it as opposed to, you can listen to some people
just talking about stars?
Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Stars and planets and shit.
You just sounds so scripted and talked down to y.
I think
heard it.
Watch the show all the time, and I don't like them. Like,
I can
I've thought
see
about
that
him before, and I don't like them.
But I feel like talk down to y is you have to. He's literally talking down to us. We're fucking
That's
stupid
true.
When it comes to astrophysics,
sure,
and
sure.
This guy is going to help us. You know what I mean? Like. He does it in a way that it doesn't feel like he's laughing at me. It just feels like, haha, like, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? But I do feel like I understand it more. And I think if you listen to, like, people that just spit, like, crazy facts on top of crazy facts, referencing theories that you would have to look up and have explained to you, like, he breaks it down and says, like, then
there's
apply this
ground.
Theory, which says this, ba-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Now, you couldn't do any of the shit. I couldn't figure out an astrophysics problem. I couldn't. If you gave one to me, do those exist? Here's an astrophysics problem.
It's got
to
be.
Solve that.
Watch out for that space trash.
Check your show notes. I'll find an astrophysics problem.
Nice unsolvable one. See if one of our listeners can
It's just a chalkboard with
like a Buddhist riddle. Yeah, with just a bunch of math signs that we don't understand.
Fix this.
So and then there's iTunes U, but that shit can get... I like the history stuff.
iTunes U...
I like that. That sounds interesting. Like, you can download multiple physics, astro
yeah. take, physics like, problems. From, like, super legit schools.
Huh.
Like, so. Take the series of... And I think if you really... What I think they're lacking is they don't have a reading list. They don't have them as, like... I would literally like to read some of the books that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do it in the time that you would have to do it for class, yeah. and I wouldn't waste my fucking time writing papers, but if it was something that I was super into,
yeah.
like, oh, wait, people act like they know about this shit all the time. I'm gonna read a book. I'm gonna learn some shit, and then I'll pretend to know some shit. But I won't do that.
Like meatloaf.
Seems like a lot of work, doesn't it? But I won't do that. No, I won't do it. Matt's looking at his hand. It's like flexing.
Stretching, flexing hand. Trying to heal my awful hands.
Think about, we're going to talk about Twitter. Apparently the show's about Twitter, potentially.
That's cool.
I
think the show's about certain things for periods of time. It wasn't about Twitter before we were on Twitter. So.
That's probably true.
It's eventually about astrophysics. It'll be about something yeah. else.
A Twitter handle... That an open source, how's that fucking word go? Twitter handle
horse.
You mean one that multiple users have access to, or that everybody has access?
Everybody.
To? So you would put the description.
Yeah.
In the description, you would just put
password, yeah.
and I like it.
There's a bunch of names. Well, there's three names that I wanted that are taken, but not fucking used like ever. There's one that was.
Dude, I really fucking like that, dude.
I'm not sure it's what it's one. For, but
and I
it's
think it's been done, but within closed communities. It may have been done before also. Obviously, fucking, I only follow, like, 250 or 300 people on Twitter, but there's ones that I know that I've heard people tweet references to, like, that, you know, 8 or 13 people have access to
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Which is pretty crazy.
Which is neat, and we sort of have that with Snort Coffee.
Yeah.
That Snort Coffee.
Did I mention Silky Smooth, Joel Train, me? Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
It's terribly interesting that one crazy, funny person out there might be five. You know? And that's weird.
What?
Like, if you find...
Who are you following that's 5 years old? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Are you following a five-year-old?
No, that'd be pretty cool.
That's the craziest right. thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm literally in the real world following a five-year-old.
Everywhere?
Right now. There he is.
But it's your five-year-old, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I just, that for legal reasons, I think it's important to at least have that to fall back.
I'll stop
clear
talking
that
about
up.
It.
Yeah.
There are people out there that are generally... considered funny people on Twitter. You agree?
Yeah. Twitter stars. Twitter
is
comics.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
But it's entirely possible that those people are 5, 10 different people. And here's a name that we made up.
Oh.
And we're going to tweet from. Whoever's got something funny to say, say it.
Just because it says it's so-and-so doesn't mean
right.
it's just so-and-so.
Right.
Open source I've, Twitter.
Yeah.
But for everybody, I don't know what the point of it is, but it seems like an interesting idea.
Yeah. Just as, like, if it's, honestly, if it's not out there, it should be out there, because that's, Twitter is a big tech thing, and
yeah.
the open source movement is a big tech thing, and why not have those, just for, even just for, like, if you look back at the history of that, like, if somebody logged that,
yeah,
and,
man.
Like, eventually it's got to get crazy, like, weird. Maybe not good. Probably not good, honestly, right?
It might be good.
It might be.
Good for a while, and then fucked up by somebody.
Or good for times, and, you know, oh, man, right. if you follow them from, like, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. East Coast time or West Coast time, like...
Yeah,
it's fucking weird and dark,
dark
but if
shit,
you follow
yeah.
them from, like, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.,
yeah.
either one of those, then you're getting people in the middle of their day, like, oh, I'm, you know, ready to eat lunch just about. Like, those are first shift people.
Could you ever follow it? Like, keep up with it? It would just take over your Twitter feed, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Constant.
Huh. That's an interesting problem.
I tried everybody's tweet. That was taken by, I think that one was in 2005 or 2009. Fuck. Is the last time it's been used, and there's only like 7 tweets from it.
Really?
Then I tried everybody tweets. That one hadn't been used in a long time, and no posts from it.
Open source tweets?
Huh?
Open source tweets?
That's not a bad one. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Or open tweet source, maybe?
It's just open tweet.
At open source? That's gotta be taken.
Open tweet?
Open tweet?
At open tweet. I like that. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think it becomes you can't follow it. And only lunatics eventually log in to post stuff.
I think that they should maybe kill, like, an at whatever, like an at everybody tweets. If you open this in 95 and there's 7 tweets, like, give them a year and see what the average is on the year or something, like,
a year. Why don't they reopen names? Because
you got to do, you got to do 25 a year. You're going to tweet 25. You know what I mean? Like, that's not hard. That's you know.
Couldn't there be crazy meetups with the open tweets? What's it going to be called? We got to call it something and then figure out if it's actually called that or not.
I'd say open tweets is sort of out front, Matt.
Sounds good to me. Check it out.
Like, I would thought about terrorism. Like, somebody says fucking, well, it would safe word, and, like, some shit goes down. Twitter's fucking
right,
crazy.
But it could also work in the opposite of that. Like, what if you were looking at open tweets and you saw, like, holy shit, something's going down, like, 2 blocks from me?
Yeah.
Like, I got a jet. Like, nobody else in my building's leaving yet, but I'm hitting the fucking stairwell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it could go that way, too. Wouldn't it be funny if it did both, and it was like, ah, see, it's open source. Sometimes you get shit, sometimes you get the good stuff.
There's Everybody so tweets. Much tweeting. You're saying they would use it as an open source to communicate bad. You know?
Anything.
Bad people want to communicate. Just do it on this open tweet thing in code, and there has to be.
They're going
to
come to Dayton, Ohio and look up fucking Austin's address. Like, hey, dick. Thanks a lot for opening that shit. We understand
it's your
it in
job to keep an eye on it. Let us know if anything sounds fishy.
No, the Pirate Bay didn't have to.
But that has to be completely impossible to police.
Yeah.
The whole policing of the internet is like, they talk about it like, oh, should we do that? I think it's just
completely we're getting closer. They're gonna be able to.
They're closing the doors on
unless you know, unless you super know the internet.
Taken.
I think at some point
they can shut everything.
Open tweets taken.
Yep. I want to tweet all these sons of bitches and be like, hey.
Do they have, is it like,
hey, nobody, dickbag, give me your name.
No tweets.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Open source tweet? Maybe we just search until we find one. Don't, you know what I mean? Like,
they have suggestions.
If they haven't tweeted, they're probably not going to see your at message. Yeah. Hey, dicks.
Open tweet 64.
Should look at their ats and see, like, just thousands of people. Like, fuck you. I wanted this. You don't even use it, jerk.
Twitter's fucking a pain in the ass to read.
Can be.
It's a bunch of at this, at that, like, what?
Yeah, can be.
And
open source tweets is available.
Open source tweets.
Something better?
Let's think
That's
about
long.
It.
Yeah.
It is long.
Tweets OS? I don't really like abbreviating. That's not really an abbreviation. Open tweets was our one that was taken.
What about open tweet?
Open singular. Tweeting? At open tweeting.
I don't like that.
I don't really like that either.
Smoking like I got them.
What
crowdsourcing
words?
Out there, folks, while you're listening to us 4 months ago, 4 months from now.
Yeah, we still haven't figured anything out. So
could you get back to us
get
like
out of
now? Yeah.
Do some.
Or if we have picked out something, we're just going to get our noses rubbed in it. Like, hey, dummies, look what's open.
This is way better.
You guys are idiots. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
551-1040, right? Or wrong?
937.
Got it!
What up?
Ah!
All right, you guys got to help me with that, too. You guys, meaning you two, sitting
you
here.
Do what I just did and mention the phone number?
Yeah, that too. That was a good one.
Mention that you can follow us on Twitter at Snort Coffee, as we talk about Twitter. And hopefully we're going to figure this thing out. I think it's a good idea. Is there any way to search and see, like, if that's been done? Like, you'd have to just do a Google search, I guess, for, like, a news article, essentially, what you'd be hoping for.
Yeah.
Or a description in somebody's... I guess it would potentially search the description in everybody's Twitter.
Yeah.
How amazing is the fucking internet? Like, oh, we're just going to search every fucking Twitter's description. If that's indeed what it does.
Yeah, if you search a singular word on Twitter, you get just a shitload of stuff.
That's probably true.
Snort Coffee.
Well, except for that, you get very few
results.
You
get Snort Coffee. We come up when you Google it.
You search.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're rocking that. Those two words are ours. Deal with it. We claimed it.
We own that.
Not just snort on its own.
I can see like 15 antennae.
Antennae?
Antenna. Snort Coffee.
Open source tweeting.
I've got to imagine we can talk a lot of people into retweeting it.
Yeah, just like, if you can figure out a 140 good word description of it, and then just tweet at everybody.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Not at everybody, but we should include them, too.
Yeah.
And just, so it's a quick description, like, hey, if you think it's cool, retweet it.
Yeah.
And tweet something from it.
Yeah.
Who knows what the fuck this is going to be, but it'll be neat to see.
It can be anybody.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden.
Sick of this fucking...
I picked one of the few people that it can't be, because I guess he's dead, and there's no way for him to tweet.
I assume that Twitter's taken, and is it somebody who's really fucking funny?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, somebody's got it, I'm sure. But probably not somebody funny. Well, somebody trying to be funny.
So it would be open source Twitter handle, right? Because I'm getting like open source software that's Twitter like.
Oh,
When I do open source Twitter.
Yeah.
And I spelled handle wrong because I'm a fucking idiot.
You're a pretty good hacker, Rachel.
Make
you
look fat. What?
You're a pretty good hacker.
Yeah, I'm super dope at hacking.
All right.
I've always been really good at hacking. I know my way around a motherboard and, like, RAM and stuff.
That seems like enough information.
You go to hardware side, huh?
Hack.
All right.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Can you hack Twitter and just, like, tweak it a little bit?
What do you want tweaked? Like, I'm sure I can knock it out, no problem.
Like, it says Twitter on everybody's page. Can you just change that to snortcoffee.com for a day?
Oh, wow.
Just for a day.
I'll contact my people, see what we can...
That's cool. I think that would be helpful in advertising.
Might be.
Yeah. Right. Fuck it. Well, you're at it. Do Google. They're popular.
I've heard of them.
There you go. Instead of Google, snortcoffee.com. People will be confused for a second, but then entertained.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Moderately entertained.
I don't know, dude. I did a search for it and didn't really see anything on the front page. And then I searched even within Twitter.
I think we're in clear.
For open source. I think we might be in the ground floor, finally. I'm finally on the ground floor of something.
Always on the ground floor.
It's a shitty, stupid thing that'll never make us any money, and it was Austin's idea.
And nobody will, never gonna come back to me.
Fuck.
It's gonna come back to me on a phone.
Well... No.
I got to throw this off.
Oh, yeah. It would come back to you. But I was thinking, in terms of getting credit for the idea?
Yeah.
Because you could tweet just at yourself from that account as the first tweet and be like, nobody would be able to, you know what I mean? That would be a good, that'd almost be like writing a sweet song and then mailing it to yourself and never opening that piece of mail. Like, everybody would know that means, that was yours, but it wouldn't hold up in court.
Twitter court?
Yeah, it would not be. When terrorism happens because of what you're about to open up on Twitter, that will not be a valid defense in the United States justice system. Yes, that You don't have any money, so you can't win. That's sure. how it works.
Okay.
Sorry.
Definitely in the clear there.
Welcome to capitalism, motherfucker. Earn or die. Not really. Yeah, sort of limp really. Along and do whatever you want. I don't know.
Podcast from a roof.
Podcasting on a roof.
It's not all bad.
Open source tweets. Tweets from the open source. How long can it be? You don't want it too long.
What do you mean?
I'd rather it not too long. Really? Do you not like long ones? How long is too long?
I don't know. Open source tweets. 8 inches? Is too long.
10?
10's pushing it.
10's right on that border of too long.
Yeah. Depends on width, too.
Open tweets, you said, was taken.
Yes.
That's the one we really wanted, too.
I don't know if I like that one that well, either. Open tweets. It's not bad.
Well, that's singular.
Could we abbreviate it and then, like, isn't there...
OT.
You also get to use the name, so open source for the first name, or open source for the first name, and then tweets for the last name, or something? Like, could you double descript it?
I'm totally confused.
Sorry.
Use it as your name?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, pick something maybe, like, abbreviated, like OST...
No.
And then in the name, source. Which can match other people's open source tweets. But we don't like that. We need to get in these chimneys. We need to get in these chimneys.
Open tweet apparently just redirects to open tweets.
Bastard. And he's not tweeting anything at open tweets?
Nope, not a thing.
Dirty son of a bitch.
Bullshit.
He's already routing traffic there.
Open what else is, like, everybody? What's a synonym for everybody?
All.
All tweet? Nice and short.
Not bad.
I could see it being sold as a...
This show's going to be so boring, folks.
Cleaning product.
Check out this Twitter feed, though.
Hopefully.
Or insurance company.
Say what?
Insurance company, all tweet.
Fuck you. What was that one?
That was a Buick. Some white bitches. Buick.
Nice.
Car brake.
Oh, PT Cruiser. Nope.
Fucking Jeep Cherokee.
In a Malibu?
No, in a Maxima. Austin
the Camry.
I just named them all wrong. A Pontiac?
Civic.
Damn it.
Car. Automobile?
Yes.
Four tires. No, they're Civic.
AllTweet has 3 tweets. About 4 years ago.
Fuck you, AllTweet.
What's the password to him? You just start using that one?
Nope.
Start promoting it?
What's the Latin for Twitter? Think about it. Get back to me.
Huevos.
I don't think that's right.
Really?
I think that's wrong.
All right.
I don't think that's right. I was sort of studying Spanish, but I sort of stopped.
Just now?
Yeah. No, earlier. Oh.
Fucking Dora, dude.
No, I was listening to, like, podcast for like 2 days straight and like repeating stuff.
Nice.
And like,
that's creepy.
Because my sister's going to Chile and I got all excited and I convinced myself that I was going to learn Spanish in the time between now. Yeah, hold me to this, by the way.
Okay.
In the time between now.
4 months from now.
And first of the year.
All right, that's about right. I'll give you enough time to catch up.
Okay.
All right. What the fuck? Like, you're just going to speak to her in Spanish rather than English?
No, she's going to Chile for a year to teach at a university.
Okay.
Who is?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
And she leaves, like, in, like, a few days. Already accepted the position, has a host family, and is, like,
can't
fucking
stop her
going.
Now. Oh, wow.
I think she's maybe even... She's sold her car. She's bought... I don't know if she's bought her plane ticket, but I would imagine...
Fuck you!
Austin gets frustrated.
I don't think you should be that pissed at her. It's just fucking chilly.
We tweet.
We tweet?
Taken.
That's a good one.
Is great.
It is a good one.
Is it at least in use?
No, not at all.
Fuck!
Not at all.
Oh,
fucking come
I'm
on,
sorry.
People.
I didn't mean to... Ugh.
Fuck is right. Fuck.
I meant to swear, I just didn't mean
no,
to.
No, We Tweet's the best one so far.
It's great, yeah.
It is.
God damn it.
Because it sounds like Retreat Tweet.
Yeah, Retweet. Reach.
That's why it sounds good, Matt. Yes.
It's also Wet Wheat.
Wet Wheat.
Wet Wheat. Is that one taken?
Try
yes,
Wet
apparently
Wheat.
It is.
Wet Wheat damn. Is. Damn.
Yeah, so she's going to Chile, and I was going to learn to speak Spanish, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pull
because
it off.
She's
I think you could, though.
Speak English?
I think you could for free.
Is that why?
Huh?
Because she's going to forget how to speak English?
No, because, you know, I'm going to go. I feel like I have to go visit her.
Oh, okay.
Like, it would be foolish not to go visit Chile if you've got your fucking sister there. Like, and be able to visit a foreign country, and especially,
yeah,
like, in terms of South American countries, you should probably check out Chile. Because it's pretty low, knock wood, knock roof, that the violence is pretty low, it's relatively, you know, it's got certainly got...
Free cocaine?
Not too many
I don't think free cocaine, but I do think that they have those, like, leaves that you can, that they chew on when they hike.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, right by the Andes.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
It's that's like a form of, I think. I think it's in like the drug family.
Yeah.
So
I think it is the drug. But
I am
going to
chew on a lot of leaves while I'm down there.
Can you bring some back? I'd like to try it.
I think bringing anything back will be problematic. I might just leave all my fucking leaves there. Just
like, I'm not coming back with anything.
Right. I don't want to deal with show up at customs naked.
Yeah.
No scanner needed, guys.
Here's my passport. Here's
lift
my license.
Lift up my junk. I got nothing. No, that is not a banana. That is something else in my butt. Rather we didn't talk about it. So yeah, I want to go down there and visit her.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
You know, Easter Island is like part of that country.
Really?
But way far away from it. But I guess it's Chilean owned. It's like a 5-hour plane ride from Chile.
What? You know,
Chile's,
you gotta own some outline.
Chile's an 11-hour plane ride from here.
That's a long plane ride.
And they are on the same, they're in the same time zone.
Really?
Yeah, I was really surprised too.
That's
What's
cool.
the rest of the fucking continent then? Four of us, I guess?
I think it
Brazil's
hangs out more east.
Ahead of us?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I didn't believe it either, but it. I really had to look it up. But
I thought it was more west.
I thought so too.
All right. I swear to you.
I'm
fucking good at geography.
I know.
This is fucking me up.
Not that good, apparently.
Apparently, really.
First you thought...
I looked at time zones.
...that hills were mountains.
God damn
You're
it.
Going downhill
Asshole.
In geography.
Yep.
You were really good, and now you've stringing together a couple of...
I stick with cars on the highway that I'm going to be wrong about, too. Feel anxious to get the next one.
I don't even know.
Saturn. Yeah, I think it's Saturn.
It's an Ion.
Might have been a Nissan...
No.
Altima.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess at its widest point, Chile is 120 miles wide.
Oh, wow, you can
and it's
that.
Like one
oh.
of the longest countries in terms of like latitude.
Is it real
in
skinny?
The world, super
That's the
skinny.
Real skinny one on the ocean.
9,000
yeah.
miles
okay.
long.
Yeah, right next to Argentina, south of Peru.
Is that where that joint is on top of the hill? Or that's in Peru? No,
that's in Brazil, isn't it?
No.
Well,
the there's
Christ?
That joint on top of the hill.
Rio
too.
De
yeah,
Janeiro.
No.
Yeah, that's
not
in
that
Rio.
One. I'm talking about the other Thing. Place on top of the
or
hill,
Brazil somewhere.
Oh, the cloud people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think
that
that's,
might be.
I didn't see any pictures.
Look up some cloud people, man.
They got heads on Easter Island, but like I said, it's way far
that's
away.
That's cool. Bro.
I've done Easter Island flybys on fucking Google, whatever the craps. And it looks like a weird place. Like,
yeah.
It's all over the place. The heads are off, like, all over the island. It's weird.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
I think there's like 210 or something.
Nice.
Heads.
How big are they?
Train?
10
I think,
feet?
I don't know.
Feet?
I bet
what are we talking
that there's a, that there's 15 that are 15 feet, and then there's a bunch of little ones. That's my call.
You think 15
Fuck
foot's
you, Easter
the big
Island.
Ones?
I'm not
wow.
impressed.
Yeah, that doesn't
You're
sound
no
that
Stonehenge.
Crazy,
we both know it.
Yeah, when are these done?
I don't know.
The 1800s? Not that impressive.
14 months ago. They finished the last
That's
one 14
impressive.
Months ago.
We've been working on this shit for like 3 years, man.
They just make one at
cool.
a time. It takes a while.
Yeah, well, all right. Handmade, I assume. Come on, pocket robot people. I want to know the largest Easter Island head.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah, it seems kind of...
Fuck you. Get a pocket robot.
No way, man.
It just keeps me from talking.
Should be a contest. Who can figure out that question?
Yeah, I guess it's like got glaciers in the south And, like, toward the north, it's
nice.
Pretty...
Wow.
And Santiago, I'm trying to think of all the facts I know about Chile. And Santiago is the size of Chicago. And that's all the facts I know about Chile. Report, oral report completed.
What is their primary exports?
I'm looking that up.
Nice.
I'm not.
I did check out the CIA fact book. That's a pretty good resource.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm sure they had exports and import data and...
CIA makes those records public? Yeah, we got a little...
No, they've just got, like, a fact book that they put out that talks about... Specifically, I think people use it a lot for, like, the current crime rates.
Seems
of a certain,
reasonable.
Like...
Yeah, should I go here?
And I think that they also have, like, recommendations, like, I don't think you should go... The CIA fact book doesn't think you should go to this country. The CIA fact book says this country's okay, but not America. So be careful. That's the highest rating you can get.
America's the highest rating.
Right. Canada. Yeah, that's Canada's rating, and it just says it's okay, but it's not America, so be careful.
Got cops on horses everywhere. Do Mounties not have cars? That's the
nope.
way it goes, right?
Yep.
No cars at all.
Crime rate's low, but guess what's even lower is the solved crime rate.
The what?
The solved crime rate, yeah. All the thieves using cars. All the cops using horses.
Mounties not. All on horses.
Yep.
Huh.
And they drive like a shitty donkey to work, but then when they get to work, they get like a super nice, like, oh, okay, that's great. How am I going to get my groceries on my donkey?
Well, because they don't get paid enough, like, here.
Yeah, it's like the astronauts. Part of the pay is considered just the joy of getting to ride a horse all day.
Yeah.
Hey, there's fireworks.
Where?
I swear to God, I just saw some behind Matt.
You're hallucinating.
I don't believe in God, but I just swear to him. Right in front of that red pole. It was weird.
They celebrate in the 15th of July? 17th of July?
Something like that.
It's the day George Washington took a dump on the first captured British soldier. Took a dump right on his chest.
Much better than the First Lady. That's weird.
Well, no, he'd done that for you. It was.
Oh, right.
He was also masturbating. He's totally into scat.
I can see that.
Not many people
George
know that.
George was Washington?
Yeah.
I can see
really?
That.
Yep. Hence the wooden teeth.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta take him out
now.
Like, yeah.
Rotted through the first set of teeth because of his fecal matter obsession.
I didn't realize it had, like, a tooth corrosive property to it.
Very acidic.
Depends on your
diet. I'm glad I know that now.
Most of it is very acidic.
I've only been into it for a little bit.
You'll
learn.
I'll brush my teeth more.
Brush twice, but don't use bleach because that's just going to hurt the enamel more.
Yeah, okay.
It feels like, oh, I got to get this taste out of my mouth. But you...
Learned it from George Washington, though.
Well, passed down, it's a Mason thing.
Okay.
To my understanding. My father-in-law is a Mason. And, like, up there, too.
I got that
they
Mason
just...
ring. I got one.
Really?
Yeah, at home. You don't have it?
Did you stab a Mason?
Yeah.
No, he's not dead yet. I'll get it when he dies.
Okay.
All his daughters are super Christian, so they'll be like, we should burn it. I'll be like, there it is again. Fireworks. Swear.
I heard it.
Heard the pop.
Yeah. Good guess.
We got so drunk, I found a whole fucking box that we didn't use on the 4th of July, man.
We'll use it on George Scat 17.
Oh, that's a miracle. You know what today is? It's the 17th of Scat.
So can you just, like, take the Mason ring and go to any Mason lodge, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, bust in?
What up? I belong here?
Yeah. Kick in the door?
I think so.
I'd have to wear it on my pinky. It's tiny.
I think that's stylish.
I talked to a dude at the sideshow who was, like, up in it. Like, not super up in it, but up in it and, like, knowledgeable about it. And, like, if you pushed him on it a little bit, he would go into, like, a little bit of, like, no, this is why it's super dope. People have a misconception of Masons.
Oh, he didn't just
stab
you?
We don't kill people and, like...
I thought they just stab you. Like, this is a secret, motherfucker.
Shut up. Nobody can know about that. That's the first rule of Masons. You don't talk about Masons or you get stabbed in the gut. And he said that there were people across the country that if they got, if he got a phone call from them in the middle of the night,
he would bury a body for him.
That he would literally, and he did not say that, but figuratively, like that was certainly the meaning behind it. He was like, I would go and do anything for them. I'd get in my car at 3 o'clock in the morning and start driving across, or hop on a plane, or do whatever it was in my means to do to help a brother.
It's one thing to ask a guy to fucking bury a body with you. It's a whole nother to ask you to get, ask him to get on a plane to do it.
It's hard to bury a body on a plane. That is that is indisputable.
No, but seriously, if you
you can't find anybody else,
right? Somebody exactly. Closer that's than the me. Call. Like, dude, yeah. I understand you've got a problem.
Well, he said he see, actually
I'm
said
here,
this
I'm
about
in Ohio.
This.
You're in Canada.
He said they would never make the call. Like, those people across the country would never be, would never get themselves into a situation where they would have to call me from all the way over here to bail them out.
You never know.
But.
It sounds shitty, man.
Which kind of seemed like a backdoor on that. Like,
I'm on the hook for a bunch of shit. What? You're going to take care of your shit?
33 feet tall.
The tallest Mason.
Excellent. It's like Paul Bunyan.
33 feet tall. Paul Bunyan was a Mason.
It's
not
much
many
more
people know that.
Than
many fictional characters were Masons.
Not bad. Who worked on the Easter Island project?
Well, obviously. Hmm. Man, how's a 6 foot man going to build a 33 foot tall stone head?
No way, no how.
Can't happen. That's just simple physics.
You're going to need a 33 foot man, at least.
It's just simple astrophysics.
Minimum.
There's 887 of them.
That's way more.
And they
sorry,
were made,
sold them short.
Made between 1250 and 1500.
Oh.
Eh, it's right. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not I bad. Mean, it's not great.
What were white people doing then? Sailing?
I'm more interested in where that falls. Like, that's way after Egyptian stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I guess Egyptian was sort of at the center of, like, the beginning of what I believe to be the rebirth of humanity. Of, like, civilized humanity.
Probably. Was there still water then, you think? Or water gone away in Egypt?
I
think they had the Nile.
Yeah,
right,
still
but, like,
do, but
that used to be an ocean, right? That whole fucking area?
A long time ago.
Well, yeah.
How long ago, though?
Not, like, in Egyptian times, was it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
So. I don't think so.
Probably not, but I don't know.
I think it was more similar to it than it is to today.
Euler.
Hmm?
Simular. Sorry. What no, is Egypt shit?
Thank you.
When?
What? Yeah.
They don't know. They say like 4,000 years ago, and they say like 8,000 years ago. They say like...
They say a lot of things.
Yeah.
They say a lot of things.
What's the general... Come
probably
on.
Probably 4,000.
4,000,
I think. I'm kind of making
well,
up
that's
stuff.
That's pretty
but...
good for building that shit.
Yeah.
Blows fucking Easter Island Indians out of the water. Still good, guys. Still good. Thanks.
Well, I wonder when, like, the first remains of people on Easter Island were. And you have to think about the fact that a lot of, like, things, I think, didn't develop. Like, pockets of people didn't develop until they got tech from, like, other people. Like, hey, the Romans came in, and they were fucking, they had their carts on a wheel. Holy shit, we should probably, like, I saw it. I could probably make a fucking wheel now that
sure.
I've seen one.
Yeah,
sure.
Not with a wheel, though, but with cooler stuff.
Like fucking that first person that did the wheel, huh? Like,
how far back do you have to go before you're going to be considered really damn smart? I guess actually go back to like 87 and be pretty damn smart. You'd at least remember some shit that you can make useful.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
How far back would you have to go until you'd be considered a witch and you'd just yeah, be burned point. At the stake
like
for the first,
years.
Like, within your first 300 sentences, you said something yeah. that somebody was like, witch!
Damn it.
Burn him! Burn him! He said something that I disagree with!
It's like, what, 300 years? 200 years?
You guys,
yeah,
you guys
far.
Know. We revolve around the sun. Oh, fuck, what the shit, guys?
Get this motherfucker.
You're the center of the universe, you stupid fuck. Burn him. Burn him.
You would totally have to watch yourself. You'd have to make it look good when you invented the wheel.
God was praying to God, and then this thing landed in my house. So you guys can use it. Whichever God you're, whoever you're for. That's the one I was praying to. And that happened, and so take it. That's how you'd have to, like, release all your inventions. I don't know.
Can you invent royalties and, like, hey, every time you make a wheel, I get a nickel.
Nice.
Just gotta capitalize on that shit. And up to now.
That's what I'd do if I went back in time. I'd just be a god. I'd sure. just, like...
Bust out your phone and, like...
What's up?
Yeah.
But you're gonna have to be able to kill some people real
Somebody
fast.
Wanna get me a sandwich? There's an app for that.
Because the first 12 people are gonna jump you.
Right.
You know?
If you whip out your phone in what? What year are we going here? Long time ago or recently?
How far do you have to go back before people just start praying to you because you have a phone? Holy shit! And you can't call anybody.
Right. It doesn't do anything. There's no network for it to operate on.
No. A lighter.
The battery's been dead for years.
Was that a truckload of bats?
A lighter would be pretty crazy again. If you went to the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be just as useful as the phone.
Yeah.
More or less.
Not more.
Yeah, more. More significantly more useful. You can't light a fire
There's
from
certain
the
periods
phone.
In time where you could bring back a sword, just like a big sharp piece of metal, and everybody would be like, oh, don't fuck with him.
He's got a sharp hard object.
Even the strongest guy, it takes 5 minutes for him to beat you to death with a fucking wooden club, but...
True.
This
and
guy
you've
just
got a shiny
you.
Object.
You're fucking dead.
You're still pretty fucked if you land in the 1800s with a sharp object. Like, ha-ha! Like,
Just a good set of, like, silverware.
Yeah,
silver
we figured
wear.
That out. I do like that. We just have this, like, stone spoon thing. Okay, yeah, this is, like, a bunch... This is a knife. This is a thing that's got a bunch of things in it. You poke it into meat. Well, you guys don't have meat?
Oh.
You're stupid.
Do I have something
He's
to show
witch!
You?
He's a witch! Burn him! Burn
Whatever,
the
until
witch.
You cook meat. And then they're like, no, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's in.
Can we end? Sometimes we like to end phrases on Snore Coffee.
Wheat's wheat.
Fucking shit.
I want to end that
Tweet
phrase
us?
And then start it again for us.
Tweet us.
Tweet us.
Yeah. Who you tweet?
Us tweet? Us tweet.
Us I think us tweet is no good.
But then yeah, it's going to read as US tweet. Because we're an American-centric show and world.
Whatever, the internet is ridiculously American-centric, isn't it?
I think the internet that we see.
Yeah.
No, I think that if you add up all
the
only world's websites...
I think the only link between us and... The rest of the internet are sites like Al Jazeera and Russia TV. What is that? It's the Russian, like, crazy...
Yeah, KGB TV or something.
It's, like
that.
Got a green logo, RT or something. Yeah. Yeah, they're weird. It's almost like listening to Alex Jones or somebody when you listen to their shit. Like, it's so... Which is interesting, but I don't feel like I get quite that much of it when I look at, like, Al Jazeera. But what I'm saying is that, like, those are sites that both, like...
Right.
People on the crazy Russian internet that's just mostly Russian and, like, .rus, I would guess, occasionally go to Russia Today, and that's one of the few sites that we, like, that is popular in two places. But I think there's, like, whole sort of separate communal, probably mostly language-based.
But I think if you take all the .cas, .rus's, .fra...
I like it.
Add
start that one if it's not already. That's ours.
Add them all up that there's still not as many as there are .coms.
If
you can claim .com as the American ..
American. .. commercialism. That's perfect for
it
America.
It is. I'm telling you, man.
That's just ideal.
I'm telling you.
It's better than .. way better than .usa.
Yeah. We gave up on democracy a long time ago. Commercialism and capitalism, man. That's what we're running on.
What phrase are we ending?
Saying something's in your wheelhouse.
I like
Do you really?
It's in my wheelhouse. That saying is in my wheelhouse.
Hate it.
I like anything not popular, and I haven't heard that in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think it can be abused.
Really, often.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Is it being
I think
abused?
If you heard it once a month.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. I don't think I've heard it in years.
I hear it once every 6 months, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So I like it. But
I say boo.
Austin says it's out, so it's out. No more.
Well, that doesn't have to be the case.
I like it, actually, is the premise of that segment. Like, no matter what, period, end of fucking sentence. It was said on the internet, so it's true. From now on, if you say something's in my wheelhouse, which I love to say.
It's dead to me. I won't use it, I won't hear it.
I like that. I like that you're like, you file it at a place in your brain where it's like, nope. When that, when someone says that, it's just like, and I think they must be a fucking idiot.
Oh, dude, wouldn't it be sweet if you could, like, censor words in your brain? Like, you hear a word that you want to hear, you can tell it to go beep like that?
Nice.
Every time somebody says God, oh, I'm talking to a moron. Sorry.
That's free of language for the rest of us. If you don't want to hear cunt, just, you know.
Yeah.
You
go. Oh, take that would out. Be nice. Yeah. Could parents set their kids, or would kids, I guess eventually they'd learn the software and they'd be able to reset their settings.
As long as you have the PIN number.
Right.
Yeah, which
they'll figure it out. Kids are so smart, man.
It's your mom's birthday. Try your birthday.
UFO.
She always uses my birthday and Sarah's birthday divided by each other. That's actually always pretty good. The...
Divided by each other?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Wow. That's like big math.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just do it once, and then you memorize that code of numbers, and you're good.
Okay.
It'd be hard, I guess, because first you'd have to do the division within each section.
How many decimals?
Would you
now?
Have to put parentheses on that so that you would do each division, each birthday divided by the numbers in its birthday?
Oh, I
and then
see.
Divide those two numbers by itself.
I see. You
get like 7. Fuck, that's not long enough.
That's not a good
mom's,
enough.
Mom's password is so easy.
It's the worst PIN number ever.
It's just 7 for everything. I read her email and tweet, like, obscene things from her Twitter.
Total perv.
People steal money from her constantly.
So something being in your wheelhouse is still in?
It's gone.
No, it's gone.
Okay. Dead. It's good to hear.
It's not in my wheelhouse any longer.
I think you just said it, dude. I don't think you can say that either.
Can I not use wheelhouse?
I don't think that you can use it in the negative either. Like, that's no longer in my wheelhouse. I don't think you can say that. I think that's out too. Right?
Okay. No, I guess you're correct. Can I still use the word wheelhouse? Just not.
You can just switch it up to barn. You can say that's in my wheel barn.
It's in my wheel barn.
Boom. Done. That's, I think that's still cool, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's
fine. It's up my wheelhouse. No problem.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all right with that one too. Yeah, that one's okay.
Up in my wheelhouse.
No, no, that one doesn't go.
No.
So, have we figured out this Twitter thing yet? We took
no,
a little break.
We haven't.
We
no.
need to get back to it. How much time do we have?
About time.
We got to figure something out on this episode.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Fuck.
I think it's going to be ongoing.
Okay.
Like, I'd be surprised if we can find a good one, because apparently people squat on fucking Twitter handles.
Right. Dicks.
Yeah, cocks.
You can't sell that shit.
No. Maybe you can eventually.
We can't buy it.
I'd give you $3 for WeTweet. And yeah, maybe not.
WeTweet is a really a good one.
WeTweet is great.
Open tweets. Yeah.
I'd like WeTweet the best.
WeTweet. All right. I'll give him $3 for that.
I can kick in $3 if you wait till like Wednesday, all Thursday, right. Thursday.
I have two. I tried to get money out of my account yesterday, and I had $2.76 in my account.
Yeah, I think
so
I got $3.
I can, but like that. I'm in. I'm all the way in on this. Yeah. So that $2.76 goes.
Okay.
In.
All right. Well, if you're gonna drain the account, I'll drain mine as well.
So
we're like $9.
Okay, $9.
Yeah,
$9.
I think $9.
Awesome.
To get WeTweet.
Awesome. Well, 9.27. I'm sorry, 8.27.
Huh.
What did Joel have in his account?
$2.76.
So
I've got like $3.18 or $3.30.
Oh, you can make up the difference.
Yeah, I think
on
so.
This.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. $9.
Yeah,
put in the offer.
Yep.
Call some people.
Yeah, we have not come up with a Twitter deal yet. You guys want to say bye?
Yeah.
Find us, Snort Coffee.
Call us.
.com. Call us. Text us.
937-551-1040.
I'm not going to say easy anymore, I think.
Good. Thank you.
Like your taxes.
Blue headlights piss me off.
What about a gape tweet?
Agape?
It means open. If something's,
I've heard of that.
If something's a gape.
It's pronounced agape.
I don't think so.
Party tweet.
That's terrible.
Party bottom tweet.
That's probably worse.
Fuck.
Unbarred.
That's terrible as well.
Yeah, that's worse.
Made passable. Gaping.
There you go. Gaming tweet.
Sure, that one's not taken.
That's taken. Unlocked tweet?
That's not bad if it was shorter.
Unshut? I guess that's a word according to these guys.
You can't unshut something? Ah, I just unshut that door. Hey, unshut that door for me. That's great. I'm going to use that all the time.
Wait, what do you mean? Do you want me to open the door or close the door?
Unshut it.
Unroll down that window.
But, like, change it from what it is. Because now it's open. Do you want it to stay open?
I need
or
it to be unrolled down. You'll be very clear about that.
I'm not sure I'm following. Like, it's open now. Should it continue to be open?
Unroll it.
Unroll it.
Unroll it in which direction? I can unroll it.
All right. Good. Thanks.
No, I'm not sure I can. I just wanted to be liked.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Open door tweet?
Not bad.
Public tweet.
Open source.
Public tweet's
not
bad.
Yeah. I like that. Bye-bye.
It's like bye. Public thanks toilet. For listening. I agree with thanks for listening.
I don't think anybody's listening, so I'm not thinking.
Frank tweet?
That's already taken.
That's taken too, yeah.
Frank's got it.
Fucking dick.
Just all sitting right, on it.
So open. I did we. What else? Everyone? Let's see what else I get for everyone. Listen to me Google, everyone.
Two years ago, public tweet.
Public tweet.
God, you guys are dicks.
Are you using it?
No. Best public tweet.
Two, from 2 years ago.
Masses tweet?
I tried the masses, which I was thrilled with, but also taken, nobody's got it. Yeah, and it's them asses.
What about the public tweet? People tweet.
Fucking fucks.
Aggregated tweet.
It won't be tough to type.
Everybody knows how to spell it. It's a good one.
Mass tweet? Mass tweet.
I'm going to tweet mass like every that. Sunday to it.
Whole enchilada tweet. Taken.
Just tweet about enchiladas.
It's not an R, you dicks.
Yeah, generally, by the way, phones, we know what we're fucking spelling. Don't be ridiculous with your corrections. Except in my case, because I'm so bad at spelling.
Mass tweet is taken.
This is really going to be a project for us. I like it.
I think
we've finally come up against something like the Knights of the Round Table. We've come up against a worthy
serious
challenge. So many of the problems that come to me day to day, I'm like, you're not even worthy to, like, I'm not even going to waste my time.
This isn't a
this
fair
is a worthy
challenge. Because when we come up with good ones.
Yeah, we're screwed by
yeah,
that's the challenge.
When you get the answer, it's already taken.
Right. Like, and so obviously it's a dumbass answer. Some retard out there. Sorry if we have any retarded listeners or family members of retarded listeners. But they're stealing our tweet names, and something has to be done about that. So I'm bitching about it.
Or use it.
Yeah, if anybody who's using it.
The public tweet is free, available.
Huh. Problem solved. Worthy challenge accomplished.
Matt is the problem solver. I guess he would know one when. Yep.
I know an answer when I hear one. At the public tweet. Enjoy, people. Thank you.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I think we can come up with something better.
I don't make
better.
These sort of
yeah,
decisions.
I'm not.
I mean, yes. It's the best one ever.
Let's see the synonyms for public. This is the shittiest, stupidest show. We should never come on the roof.
Roof. One, two.
Common tweet? Communal tweet?
Common tweet's not bad.
Federal tweet?
No, not that.
Free tweet?
Free tweet's not bad.
Yeah,
God damn it. I'm going to look up.
That's got to be taken.
I imagine as well.
Free tweet's not bad at all.
I'm not charging for the rest of them, though, are they?
Municipal tweet?
I don't know if free tweet works.
What do you mean?
Does it sound right?
No, not to me.
Really? What about free?
Doesn't get the point across.
What about free tweet to all? As in free to all. That's on this list too.
Free tweet taken.
Good.
Vulgar tweet?
Definitely.
Beautiful.